thank you. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, the thing I've got a problem with is that the news media, or whatever you want to call it, they always say the stock market, there's only like 10% of the people in the stock market. And it's such a foolish thing because literally I'm on a union pension. And if the stock market goes down, my pension could go down and out.
Lots of public employee pensions. Lots of public employee pensions are invested in the stock market.
People don't realize it. When they get that annual statement that says equities, that means the stock market. They don't realize it. So they're in it like anybody else. I mean, it's like if you have a life insurance policy, it's in the stock market.
Well,
I mean,
I got a great cartoon. I'm going to post it on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. I got it, and I don't remember who sent it, but when I post it, I will give credit. And it shows a homeless man sleeping on a bench with a newspaper covering him as his blanket. And it says, it's like a meme, right? And it says, we have to stop measuring wealth by how it impacts the rich. Kind of makes the point, doesn't it?
Yeah, right. Exactly, yeah.
Right? Because isn't that how we measure the economy? How Wall Street's doing, how Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, how wealthy he is. We're always worrying about the rich, right? We're measuring the economy's performance by how the rich are doing. Why don't we measure the economy's performance by how the poor are doing?
That's right, right, yeah. Every day I get my check, and every month I get my check, I'm happy. You know, I got to have that to eat.
Well,
you know.
I hear you, but let me offer you this.
We care about the small people.
The problem is I perceive that the stock market is rigged and fixed. I do. And today, just for an example, let me give you an example. Carl, don't hang up on me, okay?
The Dow Jones bounced back big time with its third biggest point gain in a single day, just a day after it suffered its biggest point loss in history. It was a whipsaw day of trading, and the swings were dizzying, with the Dow opening nearly 600 points lower and then moving back and forth by several hundred points before a late session rally took hold. The Dow finished higher by 567 points to 24,912. The Nasdaq surged 148 points to 7,115, and the S&P gained 46 points to 2,695.
That's Jason Brooks, and we thank CBS for that. But Carl, my point is that it's really harrowing to live this way, to have Wall Street swinging wildly back and forth. When George W. Bush and his economy and the stock market collapsed, we don't have to live like this, but because people keep voting for Republicans, this is the economy that they want us to have. And so the reason you're having all these anxiety attacks is because these idiots don't know how to manage the economy. They've returned us to this boom and bust cycle, and it's just going to be very, very stressful unless we can get the economy back under a reasonable set of regulations and smooth out these wild swings. We're stuck with this.